It's time once again to play Public Radio's fourth most popular game show, the Conversation News Quiz. To qualify to play, earlier this hour we asked this question. Name two of the four Seattle City Council members who are facing re-election this year. The correct answer is two of the following: Nick Licata, Sally Bagshaw, Mike O'Brien, and Richard Carlin. Arwin Nix, our producer, who is today's contestant?
Today's contestant is avid Seahawks fan Evan Kaur, and he joins us today from downtown Seattle.
Evan, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Ross. I appreciate it.
Do you like pirates, Evan?
Sure, I like Seafair Pirates.
Okay, are you ready to play? As you know, here's the way it's going to go. We're going to ask you three questions, and if you answer two of them correctly, you will be Conversationalist of the Week. You will displace Ian Itting and his dog Doughboy as Conversationalist of the Week on the Facebook page. Are you ready to play?
Okay, yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, on The Conversation, we try to inform and entertain and, whenever possible, bust a myth or two. This week, we spoke with a veterinarian and proved that which of these three things does not actually exist? Which of these three things does not exist?
Okay.
A squid with teeth, human-looking mouth with eight legs. B, a happy-face spider, a spider that has markings on its body that look just like those iconic yellow happy faces. Or C, a hypoallergenic dog, a dog that no one is allergic to. What did we learn this week is one of the three things that does not exactly, that does not exist?
Oh, God. I'm going to go with C.
Well, that is correct to a point. But in fact, neither does a happy face spider nor a squid with teeth exist.
Okay.
All right, Arwin, you're making a call on this one. What's the call?
He got it right. The hypoallergenic dog does not exist. But Ross, the other two do exist. Those are real life things.
You baffled the quizmaster. Correct. Let's go to question number two. Yesterday, we had a lively conversation about raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour. Tell me, what group of workers in Washington State is trying to make this a reality with an initiative on the November ballot? Which group of workers wants to raise the minimum wage to $15, Evan? Is it A, SeaTac airport employees, B, public radio hosts, or C, healthcare workers at the University of Washington? Which one of these three groups is working to raise the minimum wage to $15?
Let's see here.
SeaTac employees, public radio hosts, or healthcare workers at the University of Washington?
I'm going to go with B.
Public radio hosts? Sorry. No, you got that one wrong. Okay, here's your chance. Here's your third chance, your last chance. Earlier this week, we talked about foraging for food in the city, and I went on a walk with urban forager Rebecca Lerner in the U District. What common plant found in the city of Seattle did Rebecca say would make a good caffeine-free alternative to coffee? What plant would make a caffeine-free alternative to coffee? Is it A, marijuana, now legal in Washington State, B, dandelions, or C, pine needles? Which one of those three would make a good caffeine-free alternative to replace your coffee?
How about dandelions?
You are correct, sir. Arwin Nix, you've been keeping score. How did Evan do?
Evan got two out of three correct answers, which is good enough for us. He gets to take the crown from our former contestant.
Evan Kaur, you sent us a picture, and you will be atop the KOW Conversation Facebook page as Conversationalist of the Week. Great work. And we'll have his picture up there. David Hyde produces our show with Arwin Nix. Special thanks to Allie Ferguson, also known as Magical Treasure, for her fabulous production work this week. Bernard Ouellette is our engineer. I'm Ross Reynolds.